Ukraine takes back more villages Russia had taken over. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're in Kherson, one of four regions Russia annexed as part of its country. But the U.S. refuses to acknowledge that, as G7 countries condemn as a war crime this week's missile strikes and bombings across Ukraine, targeting civilian areas. Russia claims it's retaliation for a bridge attack, and today...
Russia's Federal Security Service says it has five Russians and three citizens of Ukraine and Armenia in custody. Reuters reports Russian officials believe they're behind a massive blast that destroyed part of the bridge that leads from Russia into Crimea.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden tells CNN Russia's leader significantly miscalculated what would happen when he invaded Ukraine.
As for his talk of a possible nuclear Armageddon and the fact that Vladimir Putin is pushing the world toward the brink, here's Biden.
The mistakes get made, and the miscalculation could occur. No one can be sure what would happen, and it could end in Armageddon.
So he's not backing away from what he said, but he was roundly criticized for even making such a suggestion, both on the left and on the right.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A jury will start deliberating today in Florida if Nicholas Cruz should get the death penalty for the 2018 high school shooting in Parkland that left 17 students and adults dead. A police officer is dead in Greenville, Mississippi, shot in a gun battle that left others wounded. In San Antonio, Texas, a fired police officer turned himself in last night, now facing charges for shooting and wounding a 17-year-old who was eating a burger in a car in a McDonald's parking lot earlier this month. The charges?
Aggravated assault on the driver. For the driver, and an aggravated assault for the passenger.
Police Chief William McManus says the charges will be up to Eric Cantu now on life support dies. The ex-op James Brennan had reported the car evaded a traffic stop the night before he opened fire and tried to get Cantu out of the car, and the car drove off. America's...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Listening to Fox. President Biden will hit the road today, going to Colorado to highlight land preservation and restoration and establish a Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument to honor indigenous people and our nation's veterans. The president is not happy with the decision by OPEC Plus countries to cut oil production amid concerns Saudi Arabia is trying to help Russia with higher oil prices. Months after the president infamously fist-bumped the Saudi crown prince visiting that country, now he wants the U.S.-Saudi relationship reevaluated.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says they hear the president's directive.
Then it says it's a work in progress.
Price says it's predicated on a shift by OPEC to, as he put it, align itself with Russia's war aims in Ukraine. That necessitates a change.
And the decisions on what that relationship should look like, how it might need to change. Those are decisions that we'll reach in a deliberative, consultative fashion.
Congress agrees that OPEC's decisions have not always been good for prices at U.S. gas pumps, and Saudi Arabia is a big part of that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, the price of gas is down a fraction this morning, but it's been rising lately. AAA's national average for regular remains $3.92 a gallon. That's 9 cents more than last week, 21 cents more than a month ago. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising while markets are mixed overseas, like yesterday when the Dow gained 36 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 115. In baseball, a quadruple header.
A high drive to right. Back goes Gonzalez to the wall. It's out of here. here.
Anthony Rizzo's home run on TBS helped power the New York Yankees to a 4-1 win over Cleveland. In the other American League Division Series, Houston rallied back to beat Seattle 8-7. In the National League, the LA Dodgers beat San Diego 5-3. Philadelphia edged Atlanta 7-6. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.